The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Listen are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
We are the Chicks Talking Footy team. I'm Fiona. I'm here now with Breeza.
I've come off the interchange.
You've come off the interchange bench.
Interchange.
And Breeza, you weren't at the Pride game last year. You were flitting around in Europe or America
New York,
somewhere,
you know,
in
semantics,
the world.
But absolutely delighted to be here, Fi.
Yeah, what's it like being at your first Pride game?
Well, amazing. I can't believe all the colour. Look at how fabulous the ground looks. We've got our rainbow 50-metre lines. We've got, you know, the LED lighting around the ground. It just looks fabulous. And then we've got all the flags happening in the crowd. So it's going to be an amazing night, and I'm just really excited to be here.
And the Sydney Cricket Ground sign, where the big scoreboard is in rainbow colours, and they've also got the rainbow flag hoisted above the old Sydney Cricket Ground part of the stadium. So they've really put on a show here at the Sydney Cricket Ground. I think Sydney Swans are hosting the game tonight, and it does look fabulous here at the SCG.
I'm still here. Hello,
Marty's come back.
I've just snuck back in again. Can't help myself.
Got a strong bench.
Hi, Bomber.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Well, we did win today, so that was a victory.
Yes.
An excellent victory.
How much did you win by?
Enough.
I
don't know. I wasn't really watching.
You've been busy preparing for the broadcast today.
Now, I haven't been back to the SCG since Richmond's round 23 amazing run to finals. And that was one of my favourite all-time sporting memories. So that was like back in 2015. So that's how long it's been since I've been at the SCG.
Well, I was saying I hadn't been since the year 2000.
Okay, that's much longer than me.
I know.
Oh, well, isn't it a beautiful stadium?
I was here for the first time only a few weeks ago for the Hawks-Sydney game. I think it was in May. So getting familiar with the territory now. Now, we do have a very special guest with us this evening. His name is Mikey Cole. He's from the Saints Pride Group, who is the LGBTI supporter group of the St Kilda Football Club. There's now 14 LGBTI supporter groups out of 18 that coincide and build a relationship with their team and are part of that community. Welcome, Mikey, to the AFL Pride game. How are you feeling tonight?
Good. I'm not sure how confident I am.
About the game, it's
a great environment. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, it would certainly be, and with the finals the way they are, no, Saints are fighting for their place in a top eight, yes. And Sydney probably looking at fighting now for
a spot in the top four
now that Port Adelaide lost today. So it's certainly a game with high stakes.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
For sure.
It
but
is. Fingers crossed for the Saints.
Now, Mikey, have you caught up with your counterpart, Serena, from Rainbow Swans?
Yeah, I went to their pre-game function today, which was amazing. It kind of gives us the bar to go to next year that we've got to surpass. Sydney and Serena and the Swans have been amazing. Like, today has been amazing. Tonight looks like it's going to be so much fun. It's kind of disappointing that somebody has to lose because we're all winners tonight. Like, equality is the winner tonight.
I'm sure you won't be feeling that way once the siren starts. But
I won't.
How many of the Saints Pride are here tonight? People flying up from Melbourne?
I'm not sure how many Saints Pride members are here, but there's quite a few. So I know there are about 200 Saints supporters that are here. So,
wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've like sold out like three or four bays tonight, which is amazing.
That's fabulous. I think Bay 13 is going to be a Pride Bay.
I'm in Bay 13 with the Swans. So I don't think they know what's hit them when I'm there.
Yeah, I don't know if they know what's hit them either, Mikey. We know that you certainly know how to party. But what do you think the purpose and the vision is of having LGBTI AFL supporter groups? I mean, last year there wasn't as many as there are now. I think there was only seven or eight, and now there's kind of 14. So it's a growing thing, and I know that a lot of the clubs are really getting behind these groups. So why do you think it's important to have them?
Look, I think it's important that everybody feels comfortable and feels safe to come to the footy. Like, it is the greatest sport in the world. And if you don't feel like you can be yourself, or you don't feel that you belong to part of this community, and football is a community. Like each supporter group, I was talking to people today, I'm like, we are such a community. Each club is a community, it's a family. And if you don't feel that you belong to part of that, it's kind of sad. So we're doing our bit to make everybody welcome.
Yeah, that's great. And what sort of events do you hold during the year?
So we had an event on Thursday night where we awarded Sam Gilbert is the first ever Saints Pride ally. So that was our...
Badly injured last week, I saw it too.
And he was actually genuinely so disappointed that he can't play because he's been such a champion for our cause. And he was so upset that he couldn't play. But so that's our first event. So now we're looking forward to surpassing what Sydney have done today, and we're all about next year.
Yeah, fabulous. In fact, we've had a message in from Gay That's Okay, an organisation supporting football and homophobia and challenging homophobia in football. They said, sounds amazing, guys. Proud of what you guys are doing. Lots of love from Gay That's Okay. Thank you so much. Keep the messages coming in.
And, of course, we saw all those people down at Hamilton, didn't we? Hamilton Pride.
That's right. There was a Pride game down in Hamilton only in June, so only a few weeks ago, and they painted the town rainbow and about 1,000 people went. So these events are popping up everywhere.
Now, Mikey, there's a lot going on outside the game. What are your plans for the rest of the weekend and how are you going to celebrate?
Well, hopefully we celebrate a win. That's the most important thing. But tonight is a huge celebration. So I was talking to Matt Finnis. I forget the Sydney Swan CEO.
Andrew Ireland. We talked to him earlier in the week and we've got an interview of him to play tonight.
So I was talking to both of them together about 30 minutes ago and they're like, tonight is a party. So
we'll have to find them after the show.
We will.
So it is just celebrating who we are and why today is important. So that's the rest of the weekend, just to celebrate who we are.
Fabulous. And have you put what banner of the team put together? Is that a secret?
Oh, I have seen it. It's got our my T-shirt is the Pride.
Oh, wonderful!
Oh, you've got the Saints Pride logo on your T-shirt.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on the banner tonight.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
Our logo is on the banner. There is more to it, but I'm more proud that we've got
that you've got your logo on.
Yeah.
We'll see what they have to say later tonight. But it's great to see how the club's really working together with you as the Saints Pride.
Yep.
To develop a more inclusive culture.
And Matt Finnis has been amazing. So there's other people, obviously, in the club that Lisa is amazing, Steph's amazing, but Matt Finnis has been a champion for our cause and a champion for making us feel proud. So
we went to the Saints lunch yesterday. And just hearing Matt Finnis speak was just wonderful.
And it's genuine.
Absolutely genuine.
And that's what's important, that somebody is such an ally that has that support and that trust.
And his message about, if we are to be Australia's game, all of Australia needs to feel included.
Exactly.
Is so important.
And that's really what Pride Game's about, isn't it? We're going to be chatting to him later in the Pride Game broadcast here on Joy later this evening. So he's always got great things to say. And congratulations on getting the Saints Pride up. I know that happened just a few weeks before last year's Pride Game, so it's grown a lot in that time. Talking a bit of footy, who's your favourite St Kilda player?
I love Joshua Bruce. Josh Bruce.
Yeah,
it's even like everyone's like Josh. I'm like, it's Joshua.
Is it the man bun, Mikey?
I love the man bun.
Is it the man bun?
I love the man bun. I was talking to Sam on Thursday night, and he's like, why that hair? It's all about the hair.
He's a beautiful specimen. Coming from a lesbian, I've been told that he's...
And we have Hair Watch on our show,
we
don't
do.
We?
We have hashtag Hair Watch initiated by Bechdel. Thank you so much, Mikey, for coming in and having a chat.